Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
The unseen realm, the believer and spiritual warfare, part 10. And I want to read from Job chapter 33, from verse 15. Now, I want to talk very briefly about dreams. And hallelujah. So, Job 33 and verse 15. The scripture says, in a dream and in the vision of the night. So, another word for dream is the vision of the night. Especially when that thing is, that revelation is coming from God. The vision of the night. So some of you say you don't see vision, but you dream. So you see visions. So you say, when deep sleep. Now I want you to look at the character of this description. That dreams come when it could be a minute, it could be 5 minutes. You fall into a deep sleep. You see, God is not able to interact with you easily if you are too self-conscious. Hello? I said if you are too self-conscious. God brought all the animals to Adam and said, name them. God was looking for a wife. Adam was naming animals. So God realized that this man will not get a wife if he's awake. You have to get to that point in your life where you rest. The will of God is always revealed when you are in a state of rest. Every time you are struggling and saying, God, what will I do? God, what will I do? You will never know what to do. The Bible says those that believed in the book of Hebrews have come and entered into his rest. So it's not just rest in terms of your salvation experience, but also in every area of your life. Anytime you are shaking and you are agitated, it will be very hard to know what God is saying. Tell your neighbor, rest. Tell your neighbor, that's the key. The scripture says, in quietness and confidence shall your strength be. Quietness and confidence shall your strength. So every time you are agitated, you have lost the ability to discern the will of God by over 50%. The scripture says that when deep sleep falls upon men. Now look at this. Did that scripture say when deep sleep falls upon Christians? Alright? This is one aspect where everybody, born again or not born again, we play in this field. Say, when deep sleep falls upon men, while slumbering upon their beds, next verse, then God opens. Look at me. God opens. Are you here? So, before then, it's closed. God opens what? The ears of man. I want to speak to you. But if I talk to you the way you expect me to talk to you, you will not hear. You will be more confused. Somebody saying, Pastor, just tell me what God is saying. You will not accept. If I tell you, leave Chiamaka alone, you will not agree. So, don't worry. Just be going. Go home and sleep. He said, then he opens the ears of men. And what? Do you know what the word seal is? Huh? Hello? Do you know what a seal is? Come on, help me now. It's a stamp. Huh? Like a mark. Something you put on a product. That this particular thing you are seeing now, this particular experience you are getting now, as is coming from me. That's why you have certain dreams and you know God has spoken to you. But you have certain dreams. You know that it was the the apple that you ate around 11:59 p.m. That came into your dream. Then you ate the meat. You know you didn't eat the meat. You now ate the meat in the dream. So you have to be careful what you eat. Some people eat tamale in their dream. Then they bring pandedium at night. You understand? And they are happy. Because this one always comes with extra things. Like roundabout. And all those things that they will never pay for. When they go to those cafeterias, they bring it. And they even pray in the dream. And they eat it. May you not eat poison. He said, and he seals their instruction. Next verse. In order for what? To turn man from his. There is something you are planning to do. There is something you've concluded in your mind. Even though you are saying, Pastor, pray. But there is something in your mind that secretly you really want to do. So for God to reach to you, get to you. The reason for the vision is to turn you aside. It's like when Moses said, I will turn aside and I will see this burning bush. God uses the dream to change your course of direction and to conceal pride from man. So that when you get to the place of your destiny, you will not say, I remember when I was in California. I remember when I was with Bill Gates. Because you will know that the root of this thing you are enjoying now was a revelation, was an instruction you received from the Lord. It has nothing to do with who you met or what now finally happened. That your feet was actually guided. You have been guided by the Lord for like the last 5 years. Everything you are doing now was preordained. You saw it. The Lord guided you. The scripture says in verse 17 that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. In verse 18 it says, give me King James here if you can. It says, he keepeth his back his soul from the pit. You see, through the instrument of dreams, God delivers people from death. Look at it, it's on your screen. He says he keeps his soul back from the pit and his life from what? From perishing by the soul. That is the gift of dreams. The operation of the gift of dreams. When this is fully functional in your life, it can predict the future and prevent you from death, premature death. So the realm of dreams is a legitimate New Testament operation. Now let me start again by also telling you, I've been in certain meetings, and in those meetings they were preaching what I call light and sound. And the pastor or the preacher said, if you are still dreaming, your level is very low. Where I said that info? You heard it before? I need to be sure I'm not doing it. The person thought he was saying something very smart, but I was weeping for him. Okay. May our destinies not be eroded. Look at what the scripture said about dreams. And somebody came and said that if you are still dreaming, your level is very low. I said, excuse me, sir. Can I have a Bible verse for this thing you just said? It's still the matter we are trying to settle now. The matter. There's no scripture. It's just smart nonsense. People are saying things that darkening counsels, preventing you in the name of God from entering into what the Lord has prepared for you. If you are gifted as a dreamer, how dare somebody tell you that your gift is a small gift? Most of the prophecies and revelation in the scripture were given through dreams. What are you talking about? Don't let anybody despise your gift. Your gift will save your life. That's what you have here. You've heard me say it before, but that's the scripture. Say to preserve you, your life from the sword. The day the road is hungry for blood, you will not be there because the Lord has shown you. That's what it means. You may have a dream and you see yourself in the office and you notice that the people were having a conversation and there was like an argument and you wanted to talk in the dream and you notice you couldn't open your mouth. You you were struggling, or it was as though they put some super glue and you couldn't talk. And you woke up that morning, what's the Lord telling you? Where you are going tomorrow, don't talk. You will want to talk, but resist the urge. Because what you said, they will leave the person with the problem and face you. Come on, are you still here? So the gift of dreams is not a small gift. Don't let anybody deceive you in the name of trying to sound spiritual. Can I prove it to you? Joseph got to the throne by dreams. Daniel got to the throne through dreams. Jesus, our Lord, was preserved from death through dreams. Are you talking about? So you need to move to the higher levels. What is the higher level? Tell me, what is the higher level? Okay, I want to learn. Tell me. You don't know anything. Go and sit down. The problem is that when you have people who are not prophets trying to teach you prophetic things, yes, then you get into a problem. It's one thing to take the Bible and explain it, but when it is somebody's calling, it's different. I don't know if you are with me now. Because always they try to rubbish. If you have never prayed 7 hours, you don't know the value. Keep quiet. Say it's not about praying. Okay. If you've never stayed in the Lord and worshipped Him, like sing and worship for 7 hours, no prayer point. You think it's easy? Try it. Even with all the oranges and the Natalebasi, you will realize that the way the time will be moving, it's mostly like, since morning. You will now realize that the first key to being a worshiper is to rest and to be crucified. And you discount time. These are spiritual things. Look at what the scripture said here about, and this is the oldest book in the Bible. This book, before Moses was born, this book. Before the book of Genesis, the book of Job. So don't let anybody despise your gift. It's a serious matter because your life can depend on it. Let's rush. 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 15. 1 Samuel 28 and verse 15. Look at this. And Samuel said to Saul, this was after the witch of Endor brought up Samuel from the dead. See, these are spiritual things. Samuel said to Saul, why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am sore distressed, and for the Philistines to make war, they make war against me, and God has departed from me. And how did he know God has departed from me? Look at the next line. He said, he answers me no more by prophets or by what? Hello? Look at that scripture. Please look at the scripture. How did Saul know that God had left him? When he went to the church, the prophets had no word for him. What was the other factor? There were no dreams. That means dreams was one of the major communication tools that God used in speaking to his servants. Are you here? Come on, are you still here? I want you to be angry because some of you have been, God has been speaking to you while you were, when you didn't know too much of the Bible, God used to speak to you. The moment you became too knowledgeable, God moved back. A old king became afraid. He was not afraid when Samuel died. But the moment he noticed God became quiet, no prophecy and no dreams, God has left me. Because if God loves you, the Bible says, morning by morning, awakeneth me. You will be receiving timely and consistent revelations in your heart through different means. The Lord will be speaking to you. When you open the scriptures, the book will really be opened. So don't be happy that you did morning devotion and you did it 5 minutes. Bam, you are done. Therefore, have I called thee that thou mayest make known to me. Saul looked all over the nation. He realized that the only place to find out what God was saying was in the land of the dead. This is a king anointed with oil. How far will you need to go? I'm asking you. How far will you need to go to find out what the Lord is saying? Why not take the next 1, 2, 3 years? Sharpen your gift. sharpen your gift so that the day David will face Goliath, the gift will be strong enough. So God speaks to us through dreams. God speaks to us through prophets. And the dream realm is a very real realm. It's a contact point. The dream realm is a very real realm. That's why Satan prefers you to forget your dreams. Because whatever you forget, you cannot lay hold on. Are you here? Through dreams, you can contact angels. Through dreams, you can contact angels. You can contact anointings. You can contact anointings. I remember there was a time, I think maybe like a year or two ago, we were in church here. I was in a dream, so we were in service. And when I sat here, but then we used to sit here. I used to sit here. But in that vision, I was sitting here, like the way we sit now. And it was time for the word, and Archbishop Idausa walked in. So he just got up, I welcomed him, picked the mic. There was one other prophet from Jos that came with him, Isa Ebuba. So he came, he escorted the Archbishop, and he came here and he was preaching. In that meeting, we were about maybe 50. And as Archbishop was preaching, I saw 3,000 people. And as Archbishop kept preaching, I saw 10,000 people. As he preached, the multitude started coming. And there was another part, so that was not your business. But I'm just telling you that you can contact anointings. Have you seen the way Archbishop does miracles? He doesn't spend 1 minute with anybody. Maybe you should go on YouTube and check. Archbishop Idausa, he will sit down and be praying for you for 1 minute because of the devil. So you can contact anointing through dreams. You can have encounters with the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus can come to you through dreams. Ten over ten of the times I've seen the Lord was through dreams. 10 over 10. And don't think that because, Jesus appeared physically to Egan, that his experience is more potent than yours. It's not. It's just the channel that is different. Destinies can be restored in dreams. Yeah. The Lord can come to you and say, from today, this thing that is killing people in your family is gone. And it's gone. You wake up, you'll be free. People can be attacked in the dreams. Destinies can be restored. People can be attacked. When this church started newly, I was attacked in my dream. And I was shot twice. With a double barrel. Shot by a woman. Bah! Bah! Twice. And my bed shook physically. If they fire a double barrel, you have to shake. So I shook. So I didn't know. I came out of that dream and I said, oh dear she. Sincerely, it's not my thing, no. That's how I woke up. So I went to, it must have been a spontaneous thing in my spirit. Because I've been hearing that thing, but I don't know what it meant. I just got up. So I say, let's know the meaning of these tongues. I didn't even pray about it. See, today, I've not prayed this bullet. People can be yoked with curses through dreams. The first time I became oppressed and I started playing around the occult was through dreams. I was really terrorized and, before the Lord mercifully saved me. So I can tell you for free that a lot happens in the dreams. And that's why Satan prefers you do not remember. So that if they ask you when you started observing this thing, you will not be able to trace it. Because you woke up and you forgot immediately. So it's not a good... Somebody said ignorance is bliss. It's not in the area of dream. Somebody said ignorance is bliss. It's not in the area of dreams. It's not in the area of dreams. So you need to know what you are saying. And somebody, I was listening to a woman of God yesterday, and she said that she had an encounter with the Lord, and when she woke up from the dream, she couldn't remember. So she went to the place of prayer, and she said, "Lord, can I see that vision again?" And the Lord brought it back. She slept, she dreamt everything again. She remembered. Then she wrote it down. So those are that. So some of you, I forgot my dream. No, you can ask the Lord, show me again. God is not afraid, He can show you again. Hallelujah. I said, Lord can show you again. Yes, He can show you again. Sometimes I think one of the problems we have is that we are scared that if we ask the Lord, He will not, maybe He may be upset or He won't answer us. So but there's no fear in love. And I know this because I've experienced it. Lord, should I go forward or should I go backwards? And I'm concerned about what He has not said anything, but I'm already concerned that He will not talk. So the devil wants to establish a pattern of unfaithfulness in your heart about God, so that you are even surprised when He talks, because you are not expecting Him to talk. Meanwhile, not many people talk to God, so God is always looking for people to talk to Him. In the book of Jeremiah 23:32, the word of God says, "Behold, I'm against them that prophesy false dreams." Look at that word false. Look at the word prophecy beside it. That means dream is a prophetic tool. Are you with me? I say dream is what? It's a prophetic tool. He said, "I'm against them that prophesy false dreams, said the Lord, and do tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their likeness. Yet I sent them not, neither commanded them. Therefore, they shall not profit these people at all, said the Lord." So that means that if the dream realm is misunderstood, you can be manipulated. And many prophets, there are prophets that don't see visions physically. If they are going for a meeting, they will have a dream or a series of dreams for 2-3 days. Everything that is going to happen in that meeting, they will see it. And when they come, they will say, "Oh, there's somebody here like this." So you think that, no, they've seen it the night before. And I've had that experience once, you know, a few times. You know, so in this part of the world, what we mostly know about dreams is that that's when Satan comes. We know dreams as a tool for Satan. That's why I said you need to take it back. Any vacuum in your spirit, any vacuum in your life, Satan will exploit it. Your dream life, your dream world, is not even supposed to be accessible by Satan. But because there's a lot of vacuum, and you are no one has told you, you are not aware. So Satan manipulates, always coming, you pray. Somebody said to me, "Pastor, when I pray fervently, the anointing will feed the anointing, and when I conclude my prayers, the devil shows up in my dream. That any day I pray fervently, I will dream. And Satan will oppress me. They will do all kinds of things. And when I wake up, I'm asking, but God, I experienced you when I prayed last night. I prayed. I felt heaven. I felt the power of God." I said, there's something wrong. Knowledge is key. In Jeremiah 23 verse 26, look at verse 26 of this same chapter. I want to show you something. Look at this. Look at that. The scripture I'm looking for, I think that verse is wrong. Say, "The prophet that hath my dream, let him tell a dream. He that hath my word, let him tell my word." Please look at that chapter 28. Go to verse 28. The prophet that had what? Please look at your screen. The prophet that has what? I told you, the dream dimension is a prophetic tool. He said, "The prophet that had a dream, let him tell a dream." Don't tell us any other thing. Tell us you slept and you saw something. "He that had my word, let him speak my word what? Faithfully." This used to be one of my favorite scriptures. What is the chaff? Do you know what chaff is? When you separate rice from the shell, what is the chaff to the wheat? You are mixing things up. Two things here. The tool for the revelation of God's word and the message itself. When you are having a dream, what you should be interested in is what is God saying. Not how you are flying. Say, Pastor, we flew. Pastor, we flew. Then I didn't know how to land. I said, continue flying. You fly till you get to China. And when you land, you can't speak their language. Now, let me say to you. Just because you have a vivid dream does not mean it has any value. And before I end this message, I'll talk about the gift of interpretation of dreams. You may have a dream that looks so real, yet it doesn't mean 2 cents. If you send me a dream on WhatsApp, maybe you had a dream. You sent it to me, and in that dream, someone was running after you. Then after you started running after them, and then later you flew, and then you now started swimming, and then somebody now gave something to eat. Then you now gave your brother too the same thing to eat. Then you now saw yourself playing by the river. You started swimming. Then you send it to me, and I'm looking at the dream. The first thing I'll do, I'll go and check your WhatsApp status. And 8 out of 10 times, what do I see? People dancing to ungodly music. Just because you went for a wedding, I said, just because you went for a wedding does not give you a priest of the Lord. Doesn't give you the right. You know that they have been pursuing you since 1845. Then you went somewhere and you started doing your hand like this, and I should be interpreting dream when you are going for parties. I have a standard. I have a voice note. I have it saved. I'll just send it to you. So you need to increase your prayer life. You need to do that. So you are dancing all those popular songs, and you say you don't know why you are swimming and flying at the same time. Before you send it to me, delete whatever I have on your WhatsApp status. I'm just telling you, because some of you say, I don't know, I send this. Pastor, you've not responded. Pastor, it's your status I'm looking at. Somebody told me, say, I want to know God. I want to know God. She was saying, Pastor, you need to share the word. I said, your spirit is still in the club. You need to come out from them and be separate. If anything I tell you now, you cannot hear. Because the forces that surround you are more than, me, I'm just one person. You have 10 people. Raising bottles of NSC, what do you call that thing? On WhatsApp, and telling yourself it's a good Friday. So may I should interpret your dream. Now, there are 4 sources of dream. Dreams can come from God. Dreams can come from Satan. Dreams can come from you, from the multitude of business. And number 4, dreams can come from your environment. Dreams can come in a direct form. That means what you saw is what God is saying. They can also come in the form of parables. They can also come in symbols. That means you have to interpret the symbols to know the meaning. And dreams can be coded numerically. So you need to understand numerology. You have to understand numbers. Because, for instance, somebody is looking at, you had a dream and you saw the number 86. Alright? You saw the number 86. Now, don't come and meet me after I say, Pastor, I've been seeing 11, 11, 11. I don't know what 11 means. I'm just telling you that if you saw, for instance, the number 86, in order to be proficient in interpretation, you have to build your numerology system on the scripture. Are you together? 8 is the number of new beginning, and 6 is the number of man. 86. Are you here? Are you here now? Uh-huh. So don't be overwhelmed. Some of you cannot interpret your dreams because you are overwhelmed by what you have seen. Relax. The one who brought the dream will bring the meaning. God can fight your battles for you in the true dreams. Huh? I say God can what? He can fight your battles for you through dreams. In the book of Genesis, chapter 20 and verse 3. There was a king. His name was Abimelech. And he took the wife of a prophet. And God came to Abimelech. I like this story. God came to Abimelech in a dream by night. God chose the night to show up in somebody's dream. God didn't send an angel. God came. Are you here now? Some of your enemies, they are dreaming about you now. God came in the night. He didn't send an angel. He came himself and said, behold. The word behold is be old. Become. Lay hold. This thing I'm saying now, lay hold on it. Because that's what you are becoming. He said, behold, thou art a dead man. Hello, whose fault was that incident? Abraham. The God asked him why he lied. Hello, I said the God asked him why he lied. God came down as if he was angry. Took the wife of a prophet. Hi. He said, behold, it should not have been you. You are now a dead man. That guy could have died from the dream. See, our king, and I spoke to him. He still called me last night. We still talk about the meeting we are going for this morning. God has killed the man. They killed the man in the dream. There's an outside word. Okay, it's in tongues. When I went to Sokoto, that was the only outside word they taught me. But light, it's a kashika. If you want to learn a language, you have to learn by cursing. You have to learn, I'm going to kill you. You're a dead man. So if you want to learn good money, you will not get it. You have to start by learning the other one. Now delete. Thou art a dead man, for the woman you have taken is a man's wife. Next verse. But Abimelech had not come near her. And he said, Lord, will you slay also a righteous nation? The guy started negotiating. The guy could have died. He could have died. So when you think you want to fight your own battle, you have to think twice. You are too smart to fight your battle. But I say, be still and know that I'm God. God is the only one that kills and is not committing murder. So cool down. You can't sue him. You can't take him to court. You can be angry. But that's your problem. If you are mostly being assaulted by Satan through dreams and you don't get visitations from God regularly, something is wrong. Did you hear me? I said if you notice on a scale of 10, 9 of your dreams, you are always being assaulted by demons. Something is wrong. And please, I want you to pay attention. Because some of you are just listening to me. Some people are online now, they are listening to me. But they are not paying attention. For emphasis, let me repeat. As a child of God, 9 over 10 of your dreams cannot be about Satan. It cannot. Your dream life should be a gateway for God to connect with you, not Satan. If not, there is a door somewhere that Satan is exploiting. That door could be unforgiveness. Are you with me? I say that door can be what? Unforgiveness. Can be anger. And so on. We have different types of dreams. We have dreams of prediction. Those are dreams that tell us what the future holds. Number two, we have dreams of clarification. Dreams that explain what the Lord is saying. We have warning dreams. Dreams that tell us, that give us clear warning. Don't travel. Don't receive any visitor. Don't take any gift from anybody in the next 7 days. Those are warning dreams. We have dreams of instructions. Dreams that bring clear instructions. And this is where many believers fail. Many believers are looking for a magic wand. The key to your destiny are in instructions. If you don't learn how to obey God, it doesn't matter what you see. There are dreams of victory. Dreams where the Lord shows you your victory. And it encourages you to lay hold on that which the Lord is saying. Finally, among others, we have dreams of information. They bring you up to date with what the heavens are saying. I remember this particular one happened to me after I wrote Jump. And it was an angel of the Lord that came just before they announced that the result was out. If you wrote Jump in those days, it was a big deal. From the day you write the Jump till the day the result comes out, you have to be praying. As a Christian, because it's not a small thing. If you fail that jam, it's another 1 year. There was an angel of the Lord in a dream. And I'm not talking about an angel wearing jeans or buba and shokoto. I'm talking about an angel that stood before me as pure light. And spoke to me in a language I didn't understand. It was the other angel that was explaining. Because I had another angel with me that looked like a real human being, but it was not human. But when this other angel came, they just shook themselves and started speaking in a strange language. And then he turned to me and he spoke to me in that same language. I didn't understand, so I spoke to him back in tongues. Then I asked the other angel, because the angel took off into the air. And I asked the other angel, what was that about? He said he came to tell you that you have passed your jam and the heavens have approved for you to go to a school that you would not want. So my choice was University of Calabar. I ended up in a state university. So, it is what it is. So if you are given to always what I want, I like them tall, I like them short, you will fail in this enterprise. Because the power of God can bring revelation to you. But if that dream channel is corrupted, if that dream channel is corrupted, the only person that will be coming through that place will be Satan. And it's only when they want to press you, or want to pull your legs, or they want to do something, then you'll be having dreams like an African man. You'll be having dreams like an African man, as if you are watching African magic. Meanwhile, others are having the same dream, and they are seeing heaven, they are going, they are coming. So you have to be angry. Now, a lot of us are graced in the area of dreams, because even as unbelievers, many of us used to dream. Huh? So this is like a default ability God has given. Somebody says, I don't dream. It's nothing to be proud of. You won't get an award for not being a dreamer. And it's not a sign of promotion that God has promoted you to heavenly places. That's why you are not dreaming. The scripture says in the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 17. Acts 2:17. It says, it shall come pass in the last day, I will pass out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream. God made provision for every category. Out of these three gifts, two of them are gifts of sight. Look at that thing. Two of them are gift of sight. They involve seeing and perception. The gift of dreams and the gift of visions. Your spiritual eyes. The other is a gift of utterance. So today we are going to recover your dream life. Amen. And listen to me, if you have been given anything to eat, you may not even remember. If you have been given anything to eat that is working against the purpose of God in your life, today that thing will evaporate. I remember in the year 2005, I went for a meeting. It was a concert. In those days, people don't usually invite me to come and preach. They invite me for concert. They brought a lady to me. Very brilliant, extremely sharp, was the teacher in her class. All of a sudden, something happened. From straight A's, she started getting straight E's. Huh? I said from straight A's, she started getting straight E's and F's. And nobody could explain what was wrong with her. When they brought this lady to me, who was standing in front of the Redeemed Church, and then I laid my hands on her. And the moment I laid my hands on her, my eyes opened. And I saw inside her brain. And I saw air growing inside. This kind of air. Growing inside that whitish. Your eyes must be open though. Not everybody say, oh, I miss you, I miss you. You better know who is hugging you. Whether it's a spirit. The girl had been afflicted from her spirit. So people were asking, why is she not doing well? People don't move from straight A's to straight E's. Do you understand? You can move to a B and C, which should even give us concern. And I asked her, how come? She said, everything she reads, she will understand. When she gets into the exam and they say start, she forgets. The moment she comes out of the exam, what she remembers? She did the tutorial for the class. It was what she taught them that they wrote. But she failed. So I laid hands on her and said, in the name of Jesus, whatever is in your system, out! She just vomited on me. She threw up, literally. It was a 5-minute prayer meeting. The name of Jesus, that thing has been in our system for God knows how long. The moment I challenged it, she threw up. She was free. Next time I heard about it, oh, they say she's doing better now. The results are... But now she has to recover the previous E's and F's. But now she's doing well. So those are spiritual things. If your eyes are blind, you don't be binding them with it. There was a poison in our system. So if there's air growing inside your brain, there's no usefulness for that brain. You'll be misbehaving. These are spiritual things. That's why I prophesy to you this morning. If there's any poison in your spirit, if there's any poison anywhere around your system, spiritually, emotionally, in your soul, in the name of Jesus, evaporate. In the name of Jesus, evaporate. Now, when you have a dream, I want to quickly touch on interpretation. Now, there was a man in the Bible that was graced not just with the ability to dream, but with the grace for interpretation. That man was Daniel. Look at the scriptures. I think that should be Daniel. Daniel 2. I will get that. Daniel 5. Go to Daniel 5 verse 12. Daniel 5 verse 12. Look at this. It said, for as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpretation of dreams and showing of hard sentences, dissolving of doubt, was found in where? In the same Daniel. Look at the spirits that were resident in one man. One man that was not born again. Look at it. And you have the seven spirits of God. He said, interpretation of dreams. That means no matter how naughty and difficult that dream is, if you bring it to Daniel, he will find the solution. Daniel not only had the ability to interpret dreams, he had the ability to know your own dreams. He will go into your dream, see the dream, come back, tell you this is what you saw. Daniel can argue with you about your own dream. Daniel, he will be arguing, say no, it was a blue shirt, not red. You are the owner of the dream, oh, he will be correcting your dream. Daniel knew how to pray and transition and transport himself into people's dreams. See it, come back, and tell you this what you saw. That is how terrible the gift of interpretation is. When it's operating at a very high level. So some of you, if you notice you're always giving to dreams, you have to begin to seek the Lord for the gift of the interpretation. Not just once in a while. The gift. Like he gave to Daniel. That same kind. That same quality. If not, you will be having piles and piles of notebooks, piles and piles of material, and you will not even know what to do with them. See, our old men shall dream dreams. So the key to tapping into this dimension is, first of all, you must seek wisdom. You must do what? Seek wisdom. There is a spirit of wisdom that operates together with revelation. Paul was speaking about it, saying, I pray that the Father of Lord Jesus Christ will bless you with the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. There's a spirit of wisdom. The Bible said that Joshua received the spirit of wisdom after that Moses laid his hand. So that means that spirit is transferable. Are you here now? You can get it either by praying or you can get it by impartation. But wherever you are going to must have it. If he doesn't have it, he can't transfer it. Are you here now? If your wife has it and you don't, and you say because it's your wife, you can't go to her. You will suffer. You have to humble yourself and allow her. If in your village anybody who lays hand on a husband must bring a live goat, then that means you don't want the spirit of wisdom. That's the meaning. You want to continue suffering. And if it's your husband that has the spirit, I say after it's my husband, where is he? Is he the daily pastor? And you continue suffering. So people will be looking at the glory of your husband's life. They'll be seeing yours, but there's no match. There's a distance. There's a gap. Anybody that sits around the fire should smell smoke. So, but they are looking at you. You are so close to this person, yet your life is not. There's a problem. You need the spirit of wisdom. I'm saying this because there are certain things you don't contact from a man of God by being fiery. I'm just saying it. You don't contact certain things by being far away. And the most dangerous thing Satan will do to you is to make you become familiar. The moment you become familiar, you can't get anything. So you are looking for wisdom. So what do we do? Number one, you have to document every dream. Immediately. I do recommend... Can we do this in 3 minutes? I do recommend that if you find it very difficult documenting your dreams, put on your recorder on your phone and talk into it and label that dream. Is there a way you can label your, change the title? Say, Dream 101, so date. Dream on my trip to Tokyo. So you write it there. Then later you come back from work, you now take your pen, you document everything. Documentation is very important. If you will never be a strong prophetic dreamer if you don't document. That's why you attend on your dream. So pastor, when I said, okay, no, that's not happened. Then I first went to, then one woman came. You are just confused. Because what you don't understand is that in prophetic dreams, sequence is important. I say sequence is what? The way it happened is important. You can't be bringing the woman wearing white clothes before the one that sold her car, and then later you corrected yourself and you've altered everything. It's a sign of confusion. If Satan cannot take away your dream from you, he will bring confusion. Tell your neighbor, document. You need to document what you are saying. Number two, when you have a dream, the first thing to do is not to talk to anybody about it. It's to take it to the Lord. If the Lord has shown you that dream, sometimes you will take a dream to the Lord and say, forget about it, there's nothing there. And you will be so touched because the dream was very vivid. God is not God because he's vivid. Just because he's vivid, like it was really happening literally, doesn't mean he's God. The only way you will know is when you take it back to him. Some of you will talk to your best friend. You will talk to everybody except the person you should be talking to, the Holy Spirit. So you talk to three pastors, will give you three results. Because some people are still doing wider tests in 2022 to check for typhoid. Meanwhile, wider test has been thrown out of the window. So I say, I know how my body is doing me. It's typhoid. We don't use how you feel to treat people here. We do tests. I know anytime I see number 33, anytime I see policemen in my dream, it's a bad sign. My brother, my brother, God no go allow them to kill you. Take every dream after you document, take it back to the Holy Spirit. Father, as you are praying, you are looking at the dream. Allow the Holy Spirit to breathe upon it and bring that inspiration. This is the one people don't want to hear. That's why you take a dream, take it to a man with two wives to be telling you, I saw Chike, I saw Amadi. Which one? Meanwhile, the man is on his third wife. The man you are going to is on his third wife. He should explain to you. You know, we say this, it looks funny, but the truth is, that's what many of us do. Say, okay, you are Taurus. You are Taurus, have you? You are Taurus. Taurus and Scorpio, they don't really, you know, Scorpio, they are very, you know, aggressive. Yeah. Taurus, they are like bulls. You are using horoscope to interpret your dreams. Hey! And we say, pray seven hours. You say, it's not by praying. tell your neighbor, take it back to the Lord. Then in your dreams, you need to look for certain key things. Number one, when you're having a dream, please pay attention. I'm giving you keys. I'm not telling you how to interpret your dreams. I'm giving you a guide. Look for key places in your dreams. Key places. Look for the numbers. Was there any specific number that stood out? Look for your primary emotion. What was the primary emotion? Was it an emotion of fear? Was it an emotion of peace? Those will give us indicators to where the dream is coming from. Because whenever God speaks, he doesn't bring fear. Are you with me? Even if God is showing you that somebody will die, you will not be afraid. You will see it, but you won't be afraid. Somebody shared a story with me last night about somebody who was diagnosed with a particular ailment and had to go through surgery, a woman, and they had to remove certain parts of her body so that she would not die. And her mother came to the hospital to spend some time with her. And the mom was weeping. And the mom said, she's been trying to avoid anything that will make her weep in her life. You know why? Because when they gave birth to her, the meaning of the name they gave her means tears. Alright? The meaning of the name, go and check your name. The meaning of the name they gave her means, in English, tears. So she tries to deliberately avoid anything that will make her sorrowful or to weep. She doesn't want to live according to the name of that prophecy, the prophecy of that name. So, but now the daughter has been operated on. Certain body parts, and then we now realize that even she herself at a younger age went through the same operation and certain body parts were also removed. Are you with me? So you are in your, if you have that kind of a dream, look for key indicators, names, places, people. Who was there? Was he your pastor? Alright? If you see me in your dream and they are pursuing you, you must see me with a very big cutlass. Now, I am not joking. I am not joking. Some of you are laughing. Now, I don't like sounding esoteric. But the prophetic side of me is the eagle and the sword. So we do not bear the sword in vain. If you see me rubbing your head and doing like this, it's not me you saw. If it's battle, you must see a sword. Not gun. Sword. Long one. The one that can cut the head of a dragon. I'm not joking. So you got to... That they were pursuing me to, and I started running with you. Me. Look for words. Look for numbers. Look for location. Look for people. Look for specific words spoken in the dream. Look for primary emotions. These are the things we bring together in interpretation. Are you with me? Are you with me? I have had dreams that go. I woke up in the morning. I had no clue. Oh my God. Are you blessed? So I've had dreams while I was working in the bank, where I would wake up in the morning, I would have no clue. But as I began to, I used to pray while in the bus, going to the office, or when I had a car, I would be driving, I would be praying. I noticed that the moment I started praying, once I hit third mainland, and I start praying, it will be as though the dream will be demystified. It will just, the meaning will start coming. You saw what was coming from underneath the throne. Then you saw this is the meaning. This is the... But the moment I woke up into confusion. I knew it was a message from the Lord, but I didn't know what it meant. That's why I said to you at the beginning of this message that you must learn how to enter into rest for you to be able to operate in prophetic dreams. Because I think the problem most of us are having is accurate interpretation of what our dreams mean. It's not that we are not dreaming, but we don't even know where the dreams are coming from, and we don't know the accurate interpretation. And let me tell you, if you keep going to others to interpret your dreams, you will never know it. That gift becomes stronger with use. It's like prophesying. Somebody with me now. I'm not saying don't seek for counsel. I'm saying on your own, try first. Go before the Lord and try to find meaning. Then when you come, let's join our faith together and demystify it. You will never be strong. I remember I said to my pastor, my mentor, Professor Molora, I said, all these dreams I keep having. You know, I was having dreams of ministry. I was just an SST student. I was having dreams of ministry. I was having dreams of serving the Lord. But they were coming in very mysterious ways. So I went to him one day and I said, my mentor also is a dreamer. So I went to him and I said, I want to stop coming to you to know the meaning of my dreams. Then he smiled. He said, most times, and this was what he said to me, and it really helped me. He said, continue dreaming. After some time, the dream will pull the interpretation, and they will both become your companions. That's what he said. He said, don't be surprised that you don't know them. You may need my help for now. He said, but as you continue dreaming, at some point, they will say, this guy is already matured, which you are, just pull interpretation. Oh yeah, come, you left, you right. So as you are dreaming, there will be an angel in your dream say, understand the word thou seest. They will start bringing the two together. It will now look like a complete blend, but they are two separate things. Because many dream, yet they have no interpretation. Let's pray.